The University of Technology will lead a new training center to develop skills for automated vehicles in rural, regional, and remote Australian roads. Australian Research Council granted $5 million to the center of 20 experts from 5 universities across Australia working together. Sebastian Glaser, who led the center, said 82% of the country's roads are in non-urban areas and are essential for logistics, such as delivering farm products. He said the center aims at training a vastly upskilled workforce to create cutting-edge human AV systems trained in safe system thinking in order to reduce transport costs, increase capacity, boost supply chain efficiency and resilience, improve road safety, and elevate the country's capability.
In more local news, a quarter of Queensland's energy is now being generated by renewables. Mick de Brenny, the state's energy minister, claims that this puts Queensland on track to reach its legislative target of 50% within the next 7 years. This achievement is significant given that the state is Australia's greatest coal producer and biggest carbon emitter. The shift to renewable energy follows the recent announcement of the government's $62 billion blueprint to decarbonise Queensland's energy supply. In national news, the National Gallery of Australia will return Cambodian artefacts after finding out they were stolen. After a decade-long investigation to determine the origins of the three bronze sculptures, the NGA revealed it purchased the artefacts in 2011 from Douglas Latchford. Mr. Latchford has been involved in illegal antiquity trading since 2016 and received charges in 2019 regarding the alleged looting of Cambodian artefacts. The sculptures will remain at the NGA for 3 more years as Cambodia prepares its return to Phnom Penh. The Cambodian government praised its historic decision as, quote, an important step towards rectifying past injustices.
In more national news, the popularity of Barbie theme raised a concerning TikTok trend. Vivid Iranki, who manages a network of nearly 20 cosmetic clinics across Australia, warns that the recent TikTok Barbie Botox trend caused some clients wanting to achieve the Barbie doll look and taking their Botox treatments way too far. She said the Botox is even used by younger people in their 20s to avoid the development of wrinkles and lines. And if they go overboard with Botox and ask for a lot of fillers injection in their cheek area to create the iconic high overt cheeks, it looks fake and doesn't suit most people.
In international news, an Italian fugitive who was on the run for 11 years has been caught thanks to his love for football. Vincenzo Laporta, who is believed to have close ties to a Naples-based crime gang, was spotted in a photo of football fans celebrating Napoli's historic championship win at a restaurant on the Greek islands of Corfu. Mr. Laporta was quickly located and arrested by the Italian police, who were also aided by their Greek colleagues. Considered to be one of Italy's 100 most dangerous fugitives prior to his arrest, Mr. Laporta will serve a prison sentence for 14 years for criminal association, tax evasion, and fraud.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.